What happened to a beloved British royal? Was there foul play in Paris, France? Did greed pry a mother of two young boys away from her children? Today we test the believability of the death of Princess Diana.
Welcome to Believing the Bizarre,
where we dive into the unknown and the unusual
and tell you whether or not we find it believable.
That is right. So let me tell you this. I've been sitting on a joke for a week. I don't remember it.
This sounds like a history episode, just keeping it real.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I do love history, so.
Checked out halfway through.
No, I have a joke. It's been in my head for 2 weeks now. Well, no, I guess it's been a week. At the recording of this, a week. By the time this episode launches, it'll have been 2 weeks. And maybe I'll make a post about it. I'll have to make it on like Canva or something for a graphic. But all I could think about was in how we were talking about Suicide Forest and it was the Array. All I could think about was like, I want to create a graphic of like this like traditional, stereotypical like Japanese ghost with like a Burger King hat on and a burger. And it says, Burger King, have it Array.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I think I gotta post it. Hopefully, by the time this comes out, that already exists. But I was just thinking about like Burger King, have it Array.
That's so I like stupid.
It. I like it though. It's probably better than the joke you can't remember. Your brain probably aborted that joke. It was gone. So bad. Your brain was like, no, we're cleaning space. We need
it was bigger files in that joke. It definitely was. So the reason I had the throwback episode today was because I was thinking about British stuff because of Princess Diana.
Yeah, now it makes sense.
Yeah, are you ready to go?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go. So Princess Di.
Call her Princess Di. Are you on first name? Like, yeah, I call her Di.
We're pretty close, especially after the research I did.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're pretty close together now. So who is Princess Diana?
There's a play coming out called Diana, and we actually interviewed at a different time on a different podcast one of the main actors who was in that play.
Oh, musical. Yeah, you're right. I forgot about that.
I don't want to name drop.
No, but, I'm not going to. Yeah. But still.
You know, if it was, it'd be Zach Atkins. But I'm not going to name drop.
So who was Princess Diana? She was a well-to-do girl who married Prince Charles.
What does well-to-do mean? That feels like I feel like that needs to be broken down. That's like the peanut shell. And you got to crack that. That's like, oh, this is interesting. Like what does that mean, though? I feel like we need to talk about that.
It just means she had money.
Okay. She has deep pockets.
It just means she didn't come from like a broke family.
Most girls' clothing, no pockets. Her pockets, extra deep.
So Prince Charles. I hate saying my name, by the way. Charles, I hate it.
I know you've always hated the name Charles.
Well, I just don't like saying my name. It feels weird.
Like that demon.
Yeah. So they had two kids, William and Harry, which we know. And over that time, they kind of fell out of love.
As like 50% of marriages do.
But they couldn't get divorced.
Is that like part of their like royalty thing?
Yeah. Yeah, their whole royalty thing where they're in charge of a country.
Yeah. No, listen, I need you to not assume I know anything this episode.
Okay.
Because I probably don't.
Because I don't know anything.
Nothing.
So I wrote down, buckle up, this is f***ing interesting.
Okay.
It gets real juicy, like super gossipy, which honestly, it's kind
of
what I like.
It's like picking up one of those magazines in the checkout line.
Yeah.
Like, oh, she did what?
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. So here are all the events that lead up to the death of Princess Diana.
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, she died.
97? That's just a guess.
Yes.
What? Oh, dude.
It was 97.
Maybe my knowledge.
Do you know what month?
Oh, August? Am I right?
Get the fuck out of here.
There's no reason for me to know that. There's no reason for me to know that.
You don't know the day. Hold on. You don't know the day, do you?
20 something.
It was so close. No.
Okay, good. If I got that right, you guys would think I cheated.
Yeah.
I'm really good at movie dates, like years that movies came out. Maybe that translates to dead royalty.
Maybe. That's so weird that you knew that. All right. I didn't know that before the other night.
That's the only thing I know. Assume for the rest of the episode that I don't know any of this, because I don't.
So here we go. So I'm going to tell the story about Princess Diana, and it's going to go through her last day or so.
It's going to take 24 hours to tell the story.
Yes.
First, she wakes up. Like, that's like creative writing. No, no, number one is starting a story with them waking up.
Unless it's a Disney princess story.
Yeah.
All right. So, no, it's not her waking up. So, Princess Diana.
It's like she's shaving her legs in the shower. Let's start there.
Actually, that'd be really good foreshadowing. She, like, cut her leg in the shower.
Yeah. See, you're already thinking about this cinematically.
I know. All right. So, Princess Diana. I'm so tired of saying that already.
Maybe call it, like, PD.
PD. So, Diana and her fairly recent significant other, Dodie Fayed, were planning to go out on August 31st. Did you know that Fayed was the producer of Hook?
Oh, 1990?
I don't know.
Dustin Hoffman?
I don't know when Hook came out.
Yeah, I think it's 1990. Don't fact check me, people, unless I'm right.
Okay. So, this is how the evening went to the 31st. Starting on the 30th, going to the 31st.
Okay.
This is actually more chronological than I've ever been my whole life.
I can't contain my excitement.
So it's a timeline.
Yes. I want like a bullet point list with like a highlighter and we can check mark each thing that we do off
the
list.
I have times and places. Yes.
Okay. I'm so ready.
So at 4:30 p.m., they arrived at the Ritz Paris, which was owned by Fayed's father, a rich Egyptian businessman. Which we'll get to later. It's important. 5:40 to 6:30 p.m. Somewhere in between those times. Fayed apparently left the hotel, went down to a jeweler's, and he had two rings delivered to their imperial suite.
Like, you look like jewelry rings. Like,
yeah. Okay. Yeah.
So they just like, hey, I got two, like Amazon Prime in 97 with rings.
Well, I mean, yeah, but they're like really fancy rings, and they're probably... Hint, hint, they're probably engagement rings.
Oh.
Or wedding rings.
Probably not as nice as a ring that Jeff Bezos could buy himself.
I don't know, man. Maybe now.
Listen, his pockets like go, like when they say you could dig a hole and go in China, his pockets go to China.
In a 2013 Vanity Fair article, it was a quote from her friend said that Diana told her friend that she was expecting to receive a ring on her right hand by the end of the night.
Oh, okay.
Like, she was expecting.
She was getting feelings.
Yeah, she's like, I got catching those feelings.
She kept catching him, like, looking at her ring size. And I wonder what a ring size was. My guess?
Four.
Six.
Oh, you said four? She said baby hands.
She got baby hands? She got twig fingers?
I don't know.
She on some Jack Frost shit?
Probably six.
That's what I was thinking.
My wife's ring finger is six.
Claire's was 4.5.
Damn, really?
Or it's 5.5. I believe it was 4.5. Yeah, she got... the twig. I guess I probably shouldn't have made fun of it.
No, you probably should.
4.5 is actually a really great ring size.
That's a very average, excellent, normal size.
Beautiful fingers. The nicest phalanges.
And I mentioned this in my notes. At this point, she was estranged from her husband. Like, pretty estranged.
Diana was.
Yes.
So it's Diana, her husband, and now she's messing around with Fayed.
Fayed.
Yeah, I'm going to call him Fayed. Like the car.
Like the car? Okay. So now we jump from 6:30 to 7 p.m. The two leave the back entrance of the Ritz near the Arc de Triomphe.
From the Omelet du Fromage.
So they come back, and at 9:30, they use the front of the hotel to come in. But they decide to go to the restaurant in the hotel.
The way you're telling this, and I like it, it's a compliment, so relax.
Okay.
I feel like we need one of those see-through boards where you like pin pictures and you draw lines and use string to connect dots that probably aren't there. Like, all right, so between 6:30 and 7, I think they used the front door and it was jammed. Like, I like this stuff.
The Ritz Paris was never jammed.
But it feels like you're building a mystery case. Does anybody else know about this Princess Diana thing? Or are we going to solve it on the podcast?
We're cracking it tonight, my dude.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of what I was going for with this. So they come back. And because of the paparazzi, Fayed was very suspicious. He was so suspicious that he believed some of the people in the restaurant were paparazzi members themselves. Like, he was like, I don't trust that.
But is it unusual that paparazzi would be following Princess Diana around?
No, but they were trying to have a private dinner, so they like had guards like guarding them.
Yeah.
So they thought paparazzi like snuck into the restaurant.
Could you imagine that lifestyle of having bodyguards? Like, you call up your bodyguard, you're like, dude, I am feeling some Olive Garden today. Can you meet me there at 7 to watch me? And if I need breadsticks every 35 minutes.
The fact that You went for Olive Garden when you have a bodyguard.
Well, you gotta cut. You gotta pay the bodyguard. You gotta cut costs somewhere.
So now it's after dinner. It's 12:20 a.m. Officially, August 31st.
Wait a minute. They dinner until 12:30 in the morning?
They had a long dinner.
Damn.
Maybe they stopped at the room for a minute. I don't know.
How many courses? Like, oh, we're getting a 28-course dinner.
I mean, it was a really nice restaurant, like a really fancy part of Paris.
Yeah.
So maybe there was a curse.
If they went to Olive Garden, not a sponsor, I would recommend their black thai mousse cake as a dessert, just saying.
It's pretty... One time I went to Olive Garden, mm-hmm. and I got a dessert. I think it was tiramisu, because I like tiramisu.
Tiramisu's good.
But I asked for a glass of milk, and the waitress looked at me like I had four arms.
Did she bring you a child's menu?
No, she was like, milk? I was like, yeah, I want milk with this chocolate thing. And she's like, okay. And I got the bill. It was like $3.50 for a glass of milk.
They probably had to go to the store and buy it. Nobody asked for milk in Olive Garden. They probably go to Giant Eagle, go to Big Bird, and she's like, do you want it warmed too, you little baby?
I was like, has no one ever asked for milk with this chocolate food? Whatever. It was stupid. Okay.
It's 12:30.
Yeah, it's 12:20.
Oh.
They leave the hotel with a bodyguard now. His name is Trevor. Trevor works for the Ritz, by the way. He doesn't work for Princess Di. He works for the Ritz.
Okay.
And they jump into a very nice car. I don't remember the name. It's a nice car.
A Fiat.
It's definitely some kind of...
not a Fiat.
It's got numbers in front of it. It's very nice. And the driver is head of security. His name is Henry Paul.
Two first names.
Yeah. Well, Henry Paul is head of security at the Ritz. However, according to witnesses and the autopsy, Paul may have been a little inebriated when driving.
So he was drinking.
Yeah, he at least had a scotch and a beer. That was witnessed. But the autopsy showed that he had 3 times the legal limit at the time for Paris.
Maybe it was 1 scotch, but in like one of those German boot drinks.
Yeah. So 3 minutes later, at 12:23, the car is seen speeding down the road to avoid the paparazzi. And this is when it happens. They crash into a pillar on the Pont de la Alma.
Okay, so in France. They're still in France.
Yeah,
still
in France.
Okay.
So they crash into a pillar on that bridge. It's like this famous tunnel. So Trevor was thinking quickly.
Is he driving or is he in the car with them?
Trevor, the bodyguard, is in the car. Henry Paul is driving.
Right, okay.
Trevor thinks quickly. He slams on his seatbelt, right?
He's like, I'm saving myself.
Well, he doesn't throw himself in front of it. I don't know what he could have done. It's a speeding car. So he throws his seatbelt on, and because of that, he's the only one that lives.
Yeah. See, if he was Princess Diana's bodyguard, it probably would have been different. But she's not his only client. She's one of his clients being part of the hotel. Mm-hmm. So it's not like, okay, if she dies, I don't have a job. It's like, well, if she dies, it's going to look bad. But, I mean, somebody's staying here tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we can talk about this later in conspiracies, why I think he didn't. I don't know what he could have done to save her.
He should have did what they did in The Mist. And when it was happening, he should have just shot him both in the head. Be like, I'm going to save you the trouble of whatever is going to come. But then they crash and everybody's fine. And he's like, oh, no. Spoiler alert, I guess, if you haven't seen The Mist.
I like The Mist. So Dr. Frederick Mletz, he happened to be driving on the opposite side of the road. And he pulled over.
And he called 911 and the cops got there in like 45 minutes.
He did his best with what he could to try to stabilize Princess Diana. But the other two, Farid and Paul, they died at the scene. So now we are on to 1:20 a.m. So it's been about an hour.
What do you think he did to like save her? He's like, are you okay? Are you okay? This happened in the 90s, so I feel like he should have had a bandana on him to like wrap around some wound. I feel like in the 90s in so many movies, like, oh, let me take out my bandana and wrap it around your injury. I need it back, though.
Maybe it was like a doctor situation. He's like, I got to hold this wound and breathe into your lungs.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know.
My hands are getting tired. Can you hold that for Diana? Can I call you Diana? Can I call you Di?
That's what you're about to do. Oh. Oh, no. So it's now 1:20 in the morning. A severely wounded but somewhat stable Princess Diana is taken away on an ambulance. She suffers cardiac arrest on the way to the hospital, and the ambulance actually stops to resuscitate her. Now we're at 2:01 a.m. Princess Diana goes into surgery at the hospital. 4 o'clock in the morning, the 36-year-old princess is pronounced dead.
Like, does it say where the surgery was? Like, obviously, the cause of the death was the car accident, but was it, like, a collapsed lung? Was it a concussion? Is there any information about that? It's hard to visualize without knowing, like, was she profusely bleeding? Like, internal organ damage?
So, she had massive injuries in her chest, and I would put it, like, she had severe cardiac injuries, and they weren't able to make it cardiac again.
I think that's the sign. So they basically, like, heart problems. She wasn't able to.
Yeah, and blood loss too. Like, she suffered a lot of blood loss. But yeah, it was mostly the heart not being able to work anymore.
Gotcha.
She was shipped back to England the next day.
Oh my god! Can we make another Amazon Jeff Bezos show? They got her on that Amazon Prime.
Oh man, she was back within the day. So
she died from a case of the boo boos.
So the death of Diana really shifted in the power of the royals. None of them really spoke about it after that. It was really a family thing. It was really private. Tony Blair, the prime minister at the time, Tony Blair was uneasy that Diana was dating Fayed.
Oh, okay. Like the whole
relationship.
Gotcha.
And he's like, it's not because I'm like racist, but
I'm a little racist. Just a little bit.
I wouldn't accuse. Before she died, she was actually out with Tony Blair, like walking about the relationship with Fayed, and he's like, I'm worried about you. And she's like, don't be worried about me. And apparently they were like BFFs after the end of the conversation. So it was like, no big deal. That's what Tony Blair said.
Oh.
But she also hadn't spoken to him since that. So maybe not.
What wasn't a big deal?
About the thing with Fayed. I think it was a bigger deal to people in power than they're letting on.
Mm.
Yeah.
Like the whole estranged marriage thing.
Yeah.
They saw Fayed in her top 8 on MySpace, and they were like, ooh.
They're like, oh, no.
About that? I saw your husband's, like, out of it now.
He's Egyptian.
And your MySpace song is No Scrubs? Now, I don't think that song came out yet in 97, but it might, dude. It might have.
Oh, God. And she used it?
Dude, all right. Hold on a second. Damn it. It came out in 99, so
right.
Premature.
Okay, so now that was the timeline of the death of Princess Diana, and I thought it would really make you happy.
Yes.
So now we're going to jump around a little bit with the conspiracy theories, because they talk about past stuff, and...
Yeah, that's fine. That's understood.
All right, so now we're going to go into the conspiracy theories.
Just say really quick,
yeah, though? Yeah, go ahead.
This doesn't feel like a death. Now, it's probably highly picked apart because of who she was.
Mm-hmm.
But the act of, like, her death being, it's tragic. I mean, anybody dying in a car accident is tragic. And this episode has been very light and hopefully, you know, I mean, kind of jokey, but it is a sad thing. And we understand it is a sad thing. We're coming off Suicide Forest, y'all. So we're trying to.
Everything's light now.
It doesn't seem like a death that would naturally cause a lot of attention if it wasn't her, or if it wasn't so-and-so was drunk and driving and there was a crash and they died. It doesn't seem like a death that would naturally lead to a lot of conspiracy theories. Am I right on that?
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right. If it wasn't Princess Diana, it would have been way less of a deal.
Like, if she got out of the car and it was just, you know, Fayed and Paul and them, they'd be like, well,
yeah,
he was drinking a little bit too much. But mm-hmm. She's in the car and now it's like, ooh.
Yeah. Or maybe like a blip in the media if her boyfriend had died and not her.
That, yeah. Then the estranged husband would be on the hot seat.
Yeah. Well, he still is.
Okay.
So number one. She was pregnant with Fayed's baby.
Mm.
So this did not look, their relationship did not look good to the royal family to begin with.
Is this a conspiracy or is this a fact that she was pregnant?
No, we are in complete conspiracy territory right
Isn't
now.
Isn't that something that, well, okay, so the person who did the autopsy would know, but they're saying that they didn't say.
We'll get there.
Okay. Sorry.
We'll get there. It's okay. You're jumping ahead. You gotta come back.
Yeah, who am I not being chronological in your story time? Please, the floor is yours.
At least stick to your personality. So, like I said, this didn't look good for the royal family. So the theory is the royals actually had her killed to cover up this pregnancy, according to Fayed's father, the father of the boyfriend.
When you say the royals like that, it makes me think like the Warriors, and it's like there's like the Furies, they dress like a baseball group. So now I'm imagining this gang, like the Kansas City Royals. They got like baseball bats and shit. Like, yeah, we're the Royals.
I've never seen the Warriors.
You've never seen the Warriors?
I'm not.
It's 70s. It's also a good video game.
So and I did mention that they had not been together long, like only a couple months, right?
Her and Fayed?
Yeah.
Fayed.
Fayed. And it seems like they were kind of rushing to marriage. Do you think that, maybe? I don't know. I think maybe because they were only together for a little bit.
I feel like I can't speak on it. I have no idea.
That's fair, too. It does seem a little fast from an outside perspective to me.
That they were going on 28-course dinners until midnight at Olive Garden.
Yeah.
No, okay, what would make you think that they were moving fast?
The rings.
Oh, okay, that's right.
The rings make
that. And she was expecting it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess in that case, there's no clock on love.
That's true. There was even actually some speculation in the newspapers in England before she went to Paris, even for her vacation, that she may have been pregnant.
Mm.
So this was an outside speculation already.
Maybe she was trying to rush it because she was pregnant. And she was like, I can't have a baby out of wedlock.
Mm-hmm. That would be terrible.
Maybe she doesn't care about that. She seems like she might not care about that.
Mr. Fan said that the British royals could not accept a Muslim would be the stepfather of the royal family. So of William and Harry.
Yeah.
Close friends and the post-death reports say that there is no way, there's no chance that she could have been pregnant by this point.
Yeah, we were with them every night, all the time.
We watched them all the time.
Her moods weren't swinging.
It is interesting that there is nothing in the post-op report about this. Although I do think one of the most powerful families in the world could have maybe influenced that.
Yeah, I mean, that's to imagine that was hush-hush. You know, I feel like that's not hard to...
Yeah, so that's that first theory, that she was pregnant with Fiat's baby, and the royals did not like that.
So then they had her killed?
They had her killed.
Okay.
So this almost bleeds into the other one. Even if she wasn't pregnant, it almost does still, too. Diana believed that the establishment was out to get her.
Is that another gang? Like, we got the royals, and then we got the establishment?
The establishment is just another word for the royals.
Oh, okay, they have an underground name. Like, those who know, they know, call them the establishment.
So she's not royal by blood, right? She was married in.
I don't know. Is that true?
Yeah, I told you that earlier. She was a well-to-do girl. Okay.
I didn't know if she was born with the big pockets or if she just happened to find big pockets. I mean,
she was born rich, but she wasn't born royal.
Okay. She got initiated.
Yeah.
She got jumped in.
So Diana did believe that she was going to be killed.
Because of Fiat?
No. Fiat was not her only lover, by the way. She sent a letter to her friend / ex-butler, Paul Brule, saying, I am sitting here at my desk today in October, longing for someone to hug me and encourage me to keep strong and hold my head high. This particular phase of my life is the most dangerous. ... I think it's a name X'd out. Is planning an accident in my car, brake failure, and serious head injury in order to make the path clear for Charles to marry. And that's what the letter said.
Dang, you know, it would have been a lot more incriminating if she'd have wrote the name. That ... Yeah. Really kind of bit her in the ass.
I know, right? But the idea is that Charles can marry somebody else after she's dead.
Her estranged husband.
Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
And she reportedly did have car problems, which is really weird for someone who can afford to have a car regularly maintained and nice cars.
Yeah.
And it's strange to note that she actually did have reported car problems.
Was it her car that Paul, I was calling Paul George, what was the guy's name, Paul?
Henry Paul.
Henry Paul. Was that her car or was that a rental from the area?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
It's funny because we looked it up and it's like the mystery of the car. Like, where did it go? It might be gone.
Yeah. Okay. It was destroyed.
Yeah. Like, what are they going to do? Put it in a museum? And it's like kids can walk up and be like, all right, yeah. go sit where Princess Diana died. All right, let me see your scared face. Say cheese.
It's like, oh, I'm going to die.
Like, oh, that'll be 50 euros.
She believed that the royals wanted her to die to allow Charles to move on and marry somebody else. So she had reason to think this, because this had happened once in the past. Fiat was not her first affair. She had had an affair with her ex-bodyguard while he was her bodyguard. And she wrote a snippet, a little snippet, like another letter.
Mm-hmm. She likes journaling, I see.
Yeah, she does. In 1988, Diana was with her security guard, Barry Mankey. Barry, shortly after their affair, had gotten into an accident. And Charles delivered this news to Diana by saying, with a smirk, shame about poor Barry. She didn't even know about what happened yet.
And that's her estranged husband.
Charles is her husband, yeah.
Yes, okay. And so he came to her and said, shame what happened to Barry, and she didn't even know what happened to Barry.
Yeah. Yeah. So it leads to a history.
Okay.
Of traffic accidents being causes of death. And it points to a pattern.
Right.
And that's the idea behind Princess Diana thinking that the establishment is going to get her.
So Barry died in a traffic accident.
Yes, he did. Yeah. He was killed on his motorbike. Motorbike. So number three, the paparazzi actually crashed the car. So like we said before, the paparazzi was being extremely intense that night. Like mm-hmm. Faye had even thought they were crashing dinner. So, and like this has been reported before, the paparazzi being super aggressive, but that's just because she was actually very popular. And the idea behind the paparazzi crashing the car, there's actually three versions, like how guilty they actually are.
Yeah.
Like one, the first one is there was a group of paparazzi that was chasing the car and they were pursuing it and they didn't mean to get so close, but they made it happen accidentally. The second argues that the members of the paparazzi encouraged an environment where the crash could happen.
They're like, do it! Crash! I dare you! I double dog dare you! And the driver's like, oh man,
a triple dog dare you.
He's like, well, I gotta do it. Gotta do it.
Takes a shot
from his big boot of scotch yeah. or bourbon or whatever.
And the third most malicious theory is that the paparazzi purposely created the crash situation. That they chased the car and they like blinded the driver as much as they could to get him to crash. Like it was like meaningful. We're going to crash this car.
Was the tunnel like 30 feet away from the restaurant? Now, if I'm in a car and I'm getting chased by people on foot, after a certain distance, you can no longer blame those people on foot for the accident. Like I was about 3 miles away, but man, they were really sprinting at me. They were on some 20 weeks later shit.
Well, one, it was actually pretty close. And two, they were in cars also.
So, oh, I was imagining people running after them. Like, wait.
No, the paparazzi had their own cars and they were following them.
Could you imagine that being your life? Like, no. Following a celebrity around to, like, get photos or whatever is... there's something a little exciting about that because you want to be the one to catch it. You want to catch them. You know, especially since she's with a new boyfriend and she's royalty. Like, I get the juiciness behind that. But, like... it makes me think, not that that was paparazzi at all, but that Jake Gyllenhaal movie, the
Nightcrawler.
Yeah.
I was going to ask if you've ever seen that.
Yeah, that's what it makes me think of. I mean, he was more news reporter, more than paparazzi type thing. But that's like, that excitement I get, but I just couldn't imagine like flying around in my car trying to get a picture of Princess Diana in this Mercedes. Like,
no, that'd be crazy. All right, so this fourth theory, honestly, I don't give a lot of credit to.
But is this the lizard people?
No.
Okay.
Number four. And there's that Henry Paul crashed on purpose. And the theory is that he was actually in the pocket of the Secret Service of the British or the French or both. But he was working at the Ritz undercover.
He sent Diana a friend invite and she declined.
Yeah.
It's like, that bitch.
So the theory suggests that he was actually not drunk. And it was a false flag sent out by the media that the coroner said he was drunk and his body was replaced right after the accident with someone that was drunk to make it seem like he was. There's not a lot of evidence for this. The only real evidence is that people say he wasn't acting drunk.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like sometimes drinking can catch up on you.
Yeah. I don't know what acting drunk means, but I don't
think... he didn't look the stereotypical. He wasn't, like, hiccuping.
Yeah, right?
With, like, bubbles coming out of his mouth.
He wasn't slurring. That's what they're saying.
So what was in it for Paul? Like, hey, we'll be really proud of you.
Yeah.
You'll get the nicest headstone in the cemetery.
You'll be super happy that you threw yourself on the sword.
Yep. Like, your family will get money. That would be the only... if he was, like, that type of guy that's, like, I'll do anything for my family, and they're, like... we will take care of your family for the rest of their lives. Like, not that that makes it okay or not that, you know, that's a good thing, but...
that would at least make more sense.
Yeah, if that was reported or anything mm-hmm. like that. Otherwise, it just seems like, hey, will you do us a favor? Yeah, I guess. I don't got anything going on tonight. Or ever.
Yeah, right. Not again. The last one is that there were strange vehicles on the road that night. So, like, cars in front of them that were, like, putting out special flashing... that goes along with the idea that the paparazzi were flashing to crash the car.
Mm-hmm.
It's the idea that they saw flashing, like, behind the car as it was going fast. But I think it's probably just like reflections of the lights in the window.
The driver had like a seizure and he just
That's the fifth theory. So those are the most credible theories that I have.
Okay.
Others include David Icke's lizard people, that want blood.
They saw her stand on the top of her ceiling and her skin color changed to the ceiling color and she was eating flies. Yes. She might have been a lizard.
Another theory was that Charles was a former husband from another family. Like, he wasn't actually a royal and they're trying to cover that up by killing his wife.
Mm.
Another one was that Charles was a vampire.
Obviously.
Obviously.
He was on that Mercy Brown.
This one's actually pretty interesting. I didn't really go into detail with this one, but is that Harry is not actually Charles' son. He is another affair child.
Ooh.
Which might lead to more evidence of wanting to get rid of Diana.
This is like some TNT We Know drama stuff.
I know.
Like, this is like a lot of stuff going on here.
And the last one is that there was a secret, a third child between Diana and Charles, although I don't know why that would lead to Diana's death. It's a weird... There's not. They don't have a sister.
Maybe her water broke in the car, and he was like, in my new Mercedes? And he took his head off the... And then they probably would have seen that she was pregnant. Well, that holds as much weight as these other ones.
Those are my theories. Those are all the conspiracy theories about why Princess Diana had to die on the night of the 31st. Would you like to discuss that?
Let us.
So overall, this is a... it's a pretty stretchy episode. Although, I do think there is some merit.
I mean, it also is a major conspiracy.
Yeah, it is.
The only thing I definitely believe is that y'all should go see Diana when it hits theaters. And I think it's become a Netflix show.
Really?
I think Zach said that it would be on Netflix.
I mean, The Crown's on Netflix.
I don't know.
She's in The Crown. It's about British royals.
Okay. But that's like, isn't that different, like season by season?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the only thing I know about it.
Oh, okay.
Now, okay. I can believe that if they really didn't want Fiad it to be in the family, that they might take certain actions. But the way she died doesn't seem ridiculously suspicious to me. Any other person, any other time, it just seems like we came from dinner, it's late, the driver drank, and he crashed. Like, it's interesting, though, because there are a lot of people that talk about and believe a conspiracy around her death, and I can see why based on the family dynamics thing, but it doesn't feel like her actual death holds a lot of weight.
To me, it feels so normal, it's weird. Does that make sense? I feel like, spoilers, I'm leaning heavy conspiracy, and here's why. I feel my own little, like, cocktail.
You're leaning conspiracy?
I am.
You mean believable?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm leaning viable.
Okay.
But here's why. So I think, one, if it's a very high-powered princess, which it is, you make sure that driver is stone-cold sober. Two, I think you have more security. Three, I'd be wary about the roads and stuff like that. And four, I don't know the they were going. It's 1:30 in the morning. Maybe like a club or something. I don't know. But it doesn't make sense. I think stuff doesn't add up to where this... It seems so normal, it's weird. Like, you're right. If it had been like another person, super fast, in and out of the press, one day story, it's sad, not tragic. But the fact it's Princess Diana puts it on another level. It makes it feel like, yes, don't look over here while we do this over here. It's like magic.
I feel like it's a little bit like trying to make something spectacular or grandiose. It's like people can't accept that this high... like this very important figure died in a seemingly normal way that you and I could die if we had a Mercedes and a driver and a bodyguard. But you know what I mean? It's like, I feel like it's hard sometimes for people to look at a celebrity and just say there was an accident. Like, and I don't want to, like, if you let me digress for a second, like Kobe Bryant, for instance, like I've heard so many conspiracies about why he died, why his helicopter crashed, things like that. Like one that I like off the cuff. So they were like, he didn't, because of his popularity and his fame and everything, he was about the Illuminati and what favors they did for him. But he was supposed to sacrifice like one of his family members and he refused and he was trying to get away. So they just killed them both, like him and his daughter and it's stuff like that. But it's like, okay, it could also be just that this person was in an accident. Like not everything has to be grandiose, I guess, in the most negative way. But I will say this one with the family dynamics and the affair and the potential child she was bearing, it does add to it. But man, I don't know.
I think that's fair. Although I was going to say, like, kind of like you said, Kobe Bryant with a helicopter accident. I feel like planes and helicopter accidents, they take out celebrities a lot. I feel like there was no need for the car to go that fast. I feel like because it's a car, even though I think technically you're more likely to die in a car crash than an airplane, I think there's less that can go wrong in a car. I feel like it's...
When you're talking about you're more likely to die this way than this way, I was thinking about like when they talk about like shark accidents. It's like Princess Diana was in a car and then it crashed and then a shark jumped out of the water and it bit her and then she died. Oh. Really what it all comes down to is the driver.
Yeah.
If you believe that the driver was not sober, it's not hard to believe it was an accident. If you think he was completely aware and was not drinking, then you jump into conspiracy mode. Because I don't think a completely sober driver, even with paparazzi following him, would purposefully crash and kill himself. So what happened to Trevor?
He made it out.
Alive. Nobody asked him, like, hey, do you think it was a conspiracy? Or did you see any sharks?
He didn't really talk about it. No,
so all these conspiracies and nobody asked Trevor, like, hey, did things seem a little suspicious?
Trevor doesn't think there's anything really conspiratorial about the crash. It just kind of happens. He did hurt his hand, though.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Is he okay?
Hand. Yeah, pretty much.
All right. As long as he's okay.
He hurt his hand
buckling his seatbelt.
What he could have done for Diana, I don't really know. Like, he noticed in, like, the last second. He could have said, like, you know, buckle up or whatever, but...
Hey, oh, my God. Last words. Buckle up.
But, yeah, there's nothing he could have done.
I still think he should have went full mist. Just pow, pow. Buckle. I guess it would just be pow. It was just her, right? No, yeah. Fiat was in there.
Fiat, too. I don't even know if he was packing heat, honestly.
Well...
He might have been.
I would assume if he's the bodyguard.
I guess that's true, yeah.
At least, like, some brass knuckles. Just in case.
So, where do you fall?
Skeptical.
Skeptical?
Definitely skeptical. I mean, I don't want to go unbelievable because when it comes... I feel like the higher somebody is... celebrity-wise, and the more money you have, the more shady things can be. Not that there's shady things happening with people on our plane of the existence as well. But I feel like when it comes to things like that, like how things look, like her having that child, the estranged marriage, the boyfriends, the affairs, just because of all of that stuff, it's not really the death. It's not the crash. It's not the whole, you know, what they had for dinner. Or, you know, the most unusual thing is that they had dinner until 12:30 in the morning. That's where I'm thinking things are a little weird. But the actual crash itself doesn't get me. But the idea that in the back of my mind, could there have been anything to do with how she handled her business and then her death? Skeptical.
To me, like I said before, it seems too ordinary to be plausible. And that's why I think it's viable. I think that there's a conspiracy somewhere in here. I don't know exactly what it is. But I think the truth is out there, to quote X-Files.
I feel like it's tough because you know the why, but not really the how.
Yeah.
Right? Like, you know why they would want her to die, but the way she died, normally it's like a suspicious death. But you're like, why did it happen? This one is kind of reversed. It's kind of like, well, we kind of know why they might have wanted her to die. But the way, it'd be fun. Okay, not fun. There's nothing funny about this. They're like planning this, they're planning this extravagant way to get her killed. And then the day before she dies in the car accident, they're like, we spent a lot of time on that plan, man.
They're like, good show.
Like, I haven't seen my family in 3 weeks building this plan to kill her. And she died in a car accident. Now, see, I don't blame you. I think everybody's this way. People want more. We naturally want the spectacular. We naturally want things to be more. Like, when something is so simple, it's like we as humans have such a hard time accepting that. Like, we reject face value. I mean, that's why true crime.
That's true.
And that's not just why true crime is so big. But I feel like naturally humans hate face value. It's like there has to be more. Like, it can't just be somebody popular died in a random event. It's like, no, there must be more. And sometimes there is. And those little, even if it's like 2% out of 100, there is more, quote more, that 2% fuels the other 98%. Because it's like, it's the exception. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So, but don't get me twisted. I'm not being conspiratorial to be conspiratorial.
No.
I just feel like.
Yeah. And I mean, a lot of people do.
And you're right. We do know why. And that's the big, because it is reversed. It's almost harder to take.
Mm-hmm.
But that's, anyway, that's my episode on Princess Diana. So thank you for listening to our episode on the death of Princess Diana. A lot of juicy gossip. And listen, I'm all about that Gossip Girl life. Yeah, like, I love Gilmore Girl.
Dude, Gilmore Girls, sometimes I feel like we talk as fast as Gilmore Girls.
I know, right?
Love Alexis Bledel. Lauren Graham stars Hollow.
Mm-hmm.
If you're listening to this episode, I highly recommend, like, scheduling, like, a mani-pedi.
Yeah.
And, like, getting your hair did.
We should do that sometime.
Never. You know, it's ironic, because, like, even, like, last episode, we were like, trigger warning, suicide. You know, don't listen if you're not comfortable with that, which I stand behind 100%.
Oh, yeah.
And then this episode, like, oh, this celebrity died. not that we feel that way.
No, the funny part isn't her dying.
No, that's probably the least funny part.
Like Crime and Sports says, the funny part isn't the death. It's the stuff around the death.
Yeah, I just think that's funny. These episodes, you know, the juxtaposition between them where it's like, don't listen, guys, if you know, and then this one, we're like, yeah maybe a shark eater. No, it's interesting, though, because this is one that's a very popular theory that I never really looked into. So I learned a lot for the first time on this podcast right
now.
That's
awesome. That's kind of the whole point, right?
I didn't take notes.
There's no test.
But I do strongly recommend people check out Diana when it hits either theaters or Netflix near you. Shout out Zach Adkins. And if you're enjoying the show and you happen to be listening on an Apple device, much like myself and Charlie, it would mean a lot to us if you took the time to leave us a 5-star review. Either just hit that 5 stars and be on your way, or if you want to leave a little message for me and Charlie, we'll read it, we'll love it, and we'll post in our Instagram stories. We just did that yesterday as of the recording of this podcast, so that would really mean a lot to us.
I have to say, you look way too comfortable in the chair right now.
Dude, okay, so we got new microphones. We're still in the USB territory, which ironically a lot of people look down upon.
Yeah.
A lot of people look down upon. But we have newer microphones, and I got like leaned back, so I'm like lounging in my chair. Feeling good, man. Feeling good.
Yeah. Well, I hope you can tell about the new mics. I think they sound really nice.
I really think you know how it's like, not osmosis, that's science, but like, I keep thinking of examples that don't match what I'm trying to say. You know how, like, if you're a detective of a case, you want to try and, like, relive their final moments?
Yeah, yeah.
Can we get dinner until 12:30 somewhere? The idea of doing that, not at, like, a greasy bar and we're 21, can we go somewhere, see, that's the problem. Nowhere fancy is open after 12 or 9.
Maybe on the weekend.
Applebee's. She was just staying somewhere for those half price apps.
Oh, don't forget, it's in France too, though. Like, stuff is open later in Europe, I think.
I don't know. I'm just saying, I would feel like shit if I finished dinner and it was 12:30. You can't go to sleep. That'll fuck up your digestion. Anyway, we really appreciate you listening.
Yeah, we're in the back end. It's fine. So if you're like, oh man, I love this show, I want to wear this shirt, we have a really cool design that we just posted on Instagram. It's like records and spaceships. That's how I describe it.
Yeah, yeah. It's like UFOs turning into vinyl for a record player. Our great graphic designer, Emily Lee, created that. So go check that out. Everything that we get from that goes towards making sure our podcast doesn't sound like we're recording in an auditorium. So thank you again for listening. And as always, I'm Tyler.
And I'm Charlie.
And catch us next week on Believing the Bizarre,
a podcast as bizarre as you are.